Prague's art scene has got a notable new player with the opening of the privately owned museum Kunsthalle Praha. The venue's first major exhibition reflects the building's history as an electricity transformer station. Ian Willoughby has the story.
Machines buzz, lights flicker, and films are projected at Kinetismus, 100 years of electricity in art. It's the first major exhibition at Kunsthalle Praha. It brings together a dazzling selection of over 90 works. The show's focus on electricity reflects the history of the building, which was originally known as the Zenger Transformer Station. A second exhibition at Kunsthalle looks at the story of the venue itself, which is located at Klarov, the area opposite Malostranska metro station. Art historian Vendula Hnitkova is its curator.
This building was constructed in the 1930s, but originally there was intention to build an alternative project which was on the opposite side of the street. But because it's located in the heart of the historical sites, there wasn't a common agreement about the location and about the design. So the investor, the electrical works of Capital Prague, were forced to find an alternative plot to build an alternative project. And this is the output of a long-term disputes about the proper design.
Now, after a major transformation taking half a decade, the building has been turned into a spacious modern gallery and venue, including terraces with stunning views. Kunsthalle Praha is the brainchild of businessman Petr Pudil, who made billions in the coal industry, and his wife Pavlina. The couple are known as committed art collectors. Kunsthalle Praha chief curator Kristel Havranek explains the concept of the new venue.
Kunsthalle, as you know from the name, it's a format of art institution which shows short-time exhibitions and focused on the local scene, but giving an international context. And also we would like to help the local scene or the local artists to produce works and to exhibit new projects rather than existing works that they have already done in the past.
Given the no doubt astronomical cost of the project, I asked Havranek how Kunsthalle intended to generate income.
Mostly income from admissions and also from memberships. It's a model I think it's quite known in England or in the US, this membership system.
Meanwhile, Vendula Hnitkova says Kunsthalle Praha should prove a real shot in the arm for the Klarov district.
I think that the basic idea is something groundbreaking in terms of the locality, since the Prague inhabitants and Prague dwellers perceive this part of Prague as a tourist ghetto where we actually don't go to because there is no purpose to come here. And I think that the culture institution may shift this perspective of perception of Klarov as a neglected area into something where we might have a reason to go to, so I very welcome it.
Kunsthalle Praha opens to the public on Tuesday. Kinetismus, 100 years of electricity in art, runs until the 22nd of May.